Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Focus Flux. Today we're diving into a topic that's both fascinating and frustrating, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this unattainable ideal, setting impossibly high standards for yourself? Yeah, I get it. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill sometimes. But the thing is, while perfectionism might seem like a good thing, who doesn't want to be their best, right? It can actually become a sneaky obstacle in our lives. Today we're going to unpack this paradox, explore how perfectionism can hold us back, and most importantly, learn how to embrace that beautiful mess called life without letting the pursuit of perfect get in the way. Let's get into it. First things first, remember that striving for excellence is different from being a perfectionist. Excellence is about continuous improvement, pushing your boundaries, learning, and growing. Perfectionism, on the other hand, is all about reaching an unattainable ideal, fearing failure, and constantly feeling like you're not good enough. It's that nagging voice in your head saying, "Not good enough. Do it again," even when you've already done a pretty darn good job. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to remember about perfectionism. 1. Perfectionism is often fueled by fear. Fear of failure, judgment, or even success can drive us to set those impossible standards for ourselves. Think about it. What are you really afraid of when you're aiming for perfection? 2. Perfectionism can lead to procrastination and avoidance. Because the thought of not being perfect is so terrifying, we might find ourselves putting things off entirely. Ever felt paralyzed by the pressure to do something perfectly? You know that feeling when you have this awesome idea but just can't bring yourself to start because it has to be amazing right out of the gate? That's perfectionism talking. 3. Perfectionism can damage your self-esteem and mental health. When we constantly compare ourselves to an idealized version, we set ourselves up for disappointment and feelings of inadequacy. Remember, you are enough just as you are, flaws and all. 4. Perfectionism can hinder creativity and innovation. Think about it. When we're too focused on getting things right, we might stifle our own creativity and miss out on new ideas and possibilities. It's like putting yourself in a box, afraid to step outside the lines. 5. Letting go of perfectionism is about embracing progress over perfection. It's about celebrating your achievements, big and small, and learning from your mistakes along the way. This doesn't mean giving up on quality or striving for excellence. It just means shifting your perspective and focusing on the journey rather than the destination. Okay, let me paint you a picture with this one. Imagine Sarah, who's an incredibly talented artist. She has this amazing ability to create these breathtakingly beautiful paintings. But here's the thing, she's also a perfectionist. Before every exhibition, she spends weeks agonizing over each detail, constantly revising and reworking her pieces until she feels they're perfect. This obsession with perfection actually prevents her from finishing more art and sharing her gift with the world. She's so focused on reaching this unattainable ideal that she forgets to enjoy the process and celebrate her own talent. So, how can we break free from this perfectionism trap? It starts with recognizing those patterns, challenging our inner critic, and reminding ourselves that progress is more important than perfection. It's about celebrating our accomplishments, learning from our mistakes, and embracing the beauty of being human. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, and the world needs your unique gifts. Don't let the fear of not being perfect hold you back from sharing your brilliance with the world. So there you have it, some real talk about perfectionism. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. And if you have any stories or insights about navigating perfectionism, I want to hear them. Head over to our social media channels and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep focusing on what matters, and remember, be kind to yourselves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.